Hey, Poker People, thank you so much for tuning in to another Anchor segment. So I just finished a little hand-reading exercise, and if you want to check out all my hand-reading videos, it's smartpokerstudy.com/66days of hand-reading. That takes you directly to a YouTube playlist, done 33 of the 66 days, halfway through right now. And I just hand-read one of my winning opponents. So I went through my database, looked at a report, and found a winning opponent, searched through his hounds, his hands, his different showdown hands, found a good one, and it was interesting. He got max value out of flopped trips, and I think he did it by being a little passive on the flop, by making a half pot c-bet and then just calling the check raise. And then when the turn came, he decided to get aggressive, bet about three quarter pot for value. And the river came, he bet $1 less than the full $12 pot. He bet 11 bucks and got max value out of a very loose passive fish. Now, the interesting thing about this is the opponent called, the loose passive fish called with just bottom pair on a 10-10 deuce 3-4 board. He called with deuce 6, so just a bottom pair. He flopped a bottom pair of deuces, check raised with it as a bluff, and then check called, and then check called again on the river. Well, this means one of two things to me. Either this guy is super stationary, and thinks all of his opponents are always bluffing, so he's willing to call even a pot-sized bet with bottom pair. Or it's very possible that that larger bet on the turn, and then the larger bet on the river, after playing it a little passively on the flop, signaled to that opponent that, hey, this guy's bluffing right here. My bottom pair might be good because he could be making these plays with ace-king or ace-queen, that kind of thing. So it's just interesting how bigger bets... Now, this was only just the one hand, but what I took from it is that bigger bets on later streets, after showing a little bit of passivity, a little bit of timidness on a prior street, can look really bluffy, and it's possible that that can go a long way to getting max value from your most stationy of opponents. So, the next time you're in a pot with a very fishy player, and you've got practically the nuts because you're hand-reading your opponent, and you know that you're good, two-pair, triff, straight, whatever it is, go ahead and play it passive on the flop, and then get aggressive on the turn and river. Opponents do not like to fold, especially when that pot is being built up already, you know? So go ahead, play a little passively early on, and then sock it to them later on. Make them think that you're bluffing, and get that max value. Good luck, y'all. Take care.